Torahway, Northwest London, Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh Teves, Vov Chanukah, the 16th of December, Rein Rav Reb Meir Zev Rappaport Shlita, One More Light.
Yoshus, Kol HaKol HaKodesh Hazeh, firstly, make an official apology for having missed my slot last week. Start the day run so efficiently that when somebody misses their slot, it's very noticeable, but it was for a good cause. Baruch Hashem, we had a Mazel Tov. My son got engaged in Manchester, so it was an onus, and I apologize. And I'm thankful that the Torah Way actually let me back after missing my slot. That's the biggest Neis Chanukah. So maybe let's spend a bit of time discussing the famous Kasha of the Beis Yosef, and then afterwards we'll move to some Divrei Drush. So we know the famous Gemara in Shabbos that when they came, they couldn't find Loi Motzu. The Loshna Gemara is Veloi Motzu Elo Pach Echot Shel Shemen Shoyom Munach Bechusom Shel Koin Gadol Veloi Hoyo Boy Elo Lehad Likliyim Echot. There was only enough for one day. Frek de Beis Yosef Akasha. Now this Kasha, even though we call it the Beis Yosef's Kasha, in fact, I've got a safe at home with 500 terutzim on this kasha, so you can spend the whole of Chanukah discussing and not giving such answers on the question. Lemaisa, the Rishonim already asked the question in Masechet Shabbos. The Meiri asks it, Tosfos Rosh asks it, and other Rishonim ask the same kasha as the Beis Yosef, but it's known as the Beis Yosef's kasha. Why do we celebrate 8 days of Chanukah? We should only be celebrating 7 days because they had one Pach Shemen. So the Neis was only 7 days, not 8 days. In fact, in the She'iltos de Rabbi Choy Goyim, so Rabbi Choy Goyim was the Goyim were the predecessors of the Balei Tosfos. In She'iltos de Rabbi Choy Goyim, the Loshon is Veloy Hoyo Boy Lehadlik, not Elo Yoy Mechod, but Afilu Yoy Mechod. So according to the She'iltos, there wasn't even enough for one day. So the Kasha Eitzach Nishton, according to the She'iltos, is the Beis Yosef brings three answers. First answer says the Beis Yosef that they divided the oil in because they only had one Pach Shemen, and they knew that to get to Tkoya and back again, it's going to take 4 days there, 4 days back. Therefore, it's going to take 8 days to get to the Shemen. Therefore, they knew that there's going to be an 8 day break from now until they get the new Shemen. So, therefore, they split the oil in the jug into 8 portions, and they only used an eighth every night. So on the first night, they only used an eighth, and miraculously, they realized that it is a light. It stayed a light all night up until the morning. So there was a neis every night. That's the first answer of the Beis Yosef.
It lasted longer than it should have been.
Yes, so each night, they only put in an eighth of the oil.
Yeah, but what was the first one that in the second night was totally burned up?
Yeah. No, so it was boiled out, yeah. It had to be burnt out, but it lasted till the morning.
Yeah, but the next day...
So they put in another eight for the menorah.
Yeah, but the first day was gone.
No. They only put in one shminit. They only put in one eighth of oil into the thing. Yeah, that's answer number one.
So they divide something to 8 months.
Yeah. Answer number two, they taka put in all the oil into the menorah, and when they looked in the jug, they poured in all the oil into the menorah in the first night. They looked in the jug and they see, oh, it's still full. It's still full. So therefore, on the first night, though they didn't use Shemel Shanais on the first night of Chanukah, because they pulled the oil in and they used that oil, but on the first night, the Nais was already Niker on the first night, because the jug remained full. That's a further. Niker HaNais at B'Lalei Rishon. That's the second answer of the Beis Yosef. Third answer of the Beis Yosef is, Inami, that they put all the oil into the menorah, the jug was empty. But in the morning, they see the menorah is still full. So the second and third answer are very similar. The Nais was Niker on the first day, either because the jug remained full, or because the menorah remained full in the morning. So these are the three answers given by the Beis Yosef. And the Pri Chodosh, so he discusses the three answers. So let's go step by step. On the first question, on the first answer of the Beis Yosef, what did they do? They split the oil into 8 portions.
And they only put in 1/8 every night. Which means there was a nace the first night already, because it lasted the whole night, even though they only put in 1/8. The Brichol Shvrekt, there's a Gemara. The Gemara says, Me Erev Ad Boiker. The Pasuk says, Me Erev Ad Boiker, that the menorah has to be a light, Me Erev Ad Boiker, from night till day. And the Chazal Darshan, the Gemara Darshan's, Ten Lo Kedei Midoso, Shetei Doilekes Me Erev Ad Boiker, that there's a din that you must put into the menorah the amount of oil that will last all night. So part of the Chiv Adloki is to put in the correct amount, to put in Chatzi Lug Shemen, half a Lug Shemen, and only put in 1/8. So, says the Meiri asks, the Meiri's Moisif on the Kasha, and he says, it's the Mizogun, that Beseda, they relied on a Nes. The Teretz is saying, Soimchel on a Nes, you can't rely on a Nes. So how are they Mekan the Hadloka, when in the Chiv Hadloka state, Ten Lo Kedei Midoso, Shetei Doilekes, Me'erev Ad Boiker. So the Tosfos HaRosh answers, and he says that the din of ten lo kedei midoso is only a din lechatchila. B'di'eved, it's okay. Your yoytz the hadlaka, even if you didn't put in a chatzi lug, even if you only put in 1/8 of the shir, your yoytz the hadlaka. It's only a din lechatchila, which comes out, according to this, the Tosfos HaRosh, that they chose to do a hadlaka b'di'eved over hadlaka lechatchila. Why? So that they could have 8 days of hadlaka. So when they had to weigh up, should we light for 1 day and then have a 7 day break? Or should we light for 8 days and every day is going to be a b'di'eved dika hadlaka? That was the choice they had to make. And they chose to do a b'di'eved dikad locha, not to do the lechatchilov, putting a full shear in, but to do a b'di'eved in order that they should be able to light for 8 days. Which is interesting, which is an interesting choice. Because I would have thought, do a proper lechatchila dikad locha, and da'i letzora b'shaito. What about the next 7 days? I'll do my best today. What will be tomorrow? What's the Bozrichton? I've got no oil for tomorrow, so I won't have for tomorrow.
We heard last week you could have used even tomorrow.
Oh, so that's Zeya good. That's a kasha. In Monafshech, they were anyway. Why were they? Why, if they, anyway, they were doing a bit the Evadikad locker, they weren't doing the Din Chatril of Ten Lokadei Midosas, they may as well used a Tumutra Bitsibu. Good kasha. Yeah. That's a kasha that. That's a kasha you could ask on the Tosfos HaRosh. But Akol Polim, as they zok the Tosfos HaRosh, the Din of Ten Lokadei Midosas is only a din b'di eved. It's only a din lechatchila. B'di eved, it's okay even if you didn't put the shear. Now, the Prichodosh asks on the second and third answer of the Beis Yosef. What's the second and third answer? That they put in all the oil, and miraculously they noticed already on the first night that the jug remained full. So the nes was already there on the first night. Or, alternatively, they filled in all the oil, the jug was empty, but in the morning the menorah was still full. So the nes was already on the first day, there was a nes, because it already refilled itself on the first day. So there was a nes on the first day. What's the kasha on that? That's not a kasha. But the kasha on that is, what's the Beis Yosef trying to fadin? What's the Beis Yosef want to answer? Where is 8 days of miracle? Why, we're celebrating 8 days of Hanukkah, right? We're eating donuts for 8 days, not 7 days. Why are we celebrating 8 days? Because there was a nes for 8 days, there was only nes for 7 days. Says the Beis Yosef, no, there was already a nes on the first day. What was the nes on the first day? That the oil refilled already on the first day. That means though they used regular oil, they didn't use Shemen Shel Nes. They used regular oil, but it already refilled on the first day, so the Nes was already there on the first day. What's the kasha on that?
It didn't refill on the last day.
Oh, that's the kasha.
What?
Memonav Shech. By saying that the Shemen refilled on the first day, so there was a Nes on the first day, but there was no Nes on the last day. Because it didn't refill on the last day, wasn't it? It didn't refill.
How do you know?
So what do you gain?
How do you know?
What for? Why would it have refilled? They didn't need it.
On the second terrace, the oil didn't go down.
The oil in the second third terrace are very similar. Either the oil didn't go down in the jug,
right,
or the oil didn't go down in the menorah.
So you're saying on the 8th night it would have gone down.
Yes. Yeah, because it wasn't necessary. What did they need to refill?
But
it wouldn't have done it for nothing. It wouldn't have done it for Pashtus. It wouldn't have done it for nothing.
In the eighth day, it was a Shemesh and Nes.
Oh, Zayah good. So you're saying like this, and Be'emis, it's very Meduik and Oshna Abis Yosef. The answer to the Pre-Chodesh is Kasha, the Choyre, like you're saying, is a very simple answer. You're right, there was Taka only 7 days of Nes. But there is reason to celebrate on the first day, and there's reason to celebrate on day eight. On day one, the reason to celebrate is because there was a Nes, was Nikar. There was a visible Nes that took place on the first day, though they didn't use Shemen Shel Nes. And Be'emes, that's a Loshna Abis Yosef. Abis Yosef says that Nikar HaNes after Laila Rishoyno. Not that they used Shemen Shel Nes, but it was visible that there was a Nes. So you celebrate the fact that we saw a Nes on day one. Why do we celebrate day eight? Because Shemen Shel Nes burnt. Because they used Shemen Shel Nes. Umimela, that's where the 8 days come from. Now, you were Ma'orer, Shemen Shel Nes. So Reb Chaim, they say over Kasha B'Shem Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, so Miss Amro B'Shem Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, that Shemen, the Torah says, Shemen Zayzoch. The Torah says you have to light olive oil, not Shemen Shel Nes. That's what they asked B'Shem Reb Chaim. My Rosh Hashiva, from Yeshua Soloveitchik, he said that Kenishan Reb Chaim asked this Kasha, because Reb Chaim learned the Gemara. There's a Gemara that discusses the din of using oil, you have to use chitin, wheat, for menachos. Now, wheat for menachos, in Torah it says, mi moish voiseichem. You need to use wheat that comes from Eretz Yisrael, mi moish voiseichem. And the Gemara discusses a case of chitin haboim ba'ovim. What happens if the clouds swept over into Eretz Yisrael and then it rained? And in the rain, you had wheat. So chitin, is it mimo shvoy seichem? Is it not mimo shvoy seichem? He said, why didn't Reb Chaim ask Torah state chitin for menachas, wheat? Chitin and not chitin shall that grow from the ground, not chitin shall nes. He never asked that. So obviously, if Hashem creates chitin, it's proper chitin. And if Hashem creates oil, it's proper oil. It's called shemen zayis.
These are real chitin.
Oh,
unless it's the transport.
Oh, maybe not even nace at all.
It may not even
Yeah, nace, that's why I was. That's why I never said it could be. It's a natural phenomena. There is such a natural phenomena that if you have some sort of gale and it sweeps up the kernels of wheat and they get stuck in the clouds and then they can be swept over in the clouds, it's possible such a thing. So the chori, I don't know bichlal if it's a nace or it's just a natural phenomena. Okay, let's move on to the third answer. So the third answer was what? That they came in the morning and the menorah was still full, which means that the menorah was still alight. Now, there's a din to light the menorah every night. Every night. Now, the Gemara says in Menachos, Neirus Shekovo, if the candle is extinguished, Nidash Na Hashemen, V'Nidash Na Psilo. The status of the oil and the status of the wick is now posel. It's got to be put in the deshen. What happens to all the... That's right, the deshen, the Beis HaDeshen. So the Gemara says, Neir Shekovo, Nidash Na Hashemen, Nidash Na Psilo. So if the menorah, mainly if the jug was still full, so the jug is good, the jug is untouched, it's fine, they can reuse the oil, they can use the oil in the jug that kept replenishing every night. But if you're telling me that the oil in the menorah refilled itself, then it must have stayed alight, which means they now went and extinguished it. And the problem now is that the oil and the wick will now become deshen. So they're stuck. Where are they going to have oil for day number two
maybe
from?
Maybe by itself.
I don't think so. I think it's the same thing. Once you put it out, it becomes deshen. And so to say that what? That they left it on? That can't be. It says, So you have to light every night. You can't say they didn't light every night. There's a din to light the menorah every night. Now,
so you're saying without?
Sorry?
He put it out.
So the chayyim had to extinguish it. If he extinguished it, it became
deshen.
It became deshen. So what's the etzah? What do you do? So is azoy. Sorry? Kasha is very simple. He had to put the candle out. The kohen had to put the candle out.
Why?
Because you have to light every evening. There's a din to light the menorah every evening.
That's not all the kashas. I mean, that's in every case.
No. Because if the oil remained full in a jug, so the menorah went out. So they woke up in the morning and it's finished. Whatever was in the menorah is finished. The jug was still full.
Not deshen.
So they can just, the jug is not deshen. But if the cause, the third answer, that the oil in the menorah remained full, that means the candle remained alight in the morning. Because the oil was still there.
The first answer was
they split it into eight pieces, eight portions, and by the morning it had extinguished. The second answer was that the jug remained full.
Jug, not the cups.
Not the cups, the jug remained full. The pach shemen remained full. That was the second answer. The third answer is that the menorah remained full.
The pach that they found, that one remained full.
That was the second answer. Third answer is that the menorah remained full.
When they poured,
so the kash is only on the third answer.
No, but it burned out, and then it came in the evening, it refilled itself automatically.
Pashtus, it didn't. The pashtus pshat is that it didn't get used up. Now,
as the second answer was that as they poured it in, it remained full.
Yes,
that's right. The jug.
Yeah.
So the nace of Hanukkah was the jug remained full.
That's the second answer. The third answer is that the menorah remained full. And we're asking now, on the third answer, if the menorah remained full, so they would have had to extinguish it come morning or evening in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of relighting. And if so, if that's the case, it becomes deshen. And if it's deshen, it's posel lahadlaka.
So maybe they didn't switch it off.
But you could.
They were so excited. They came into the haven. They saw the menorah was still lighting. They would see.
The whole idea with celebrating 8 days is that we were able to light for 8 days Shemen Shel Nes. So there's a chiv adlocka for 8 days. I understand, but there's a chiv adlocka for 8 days.
If it burned out,
so what did they do the second day?
It refilled itself.
You're saying an interesting idea. You're saying it burnt out and whoop, suddenly it refilled. Pashtus, it remained. And that's a loshon ha.
Very nice, but
that's
not what it says.
See, the chag also refilled. Yeah. They found that it's still full. If it's still full, it must be a light.
No, we thought that it went out and then it filled up by itself. That's what we thought.
Okay, I hear. Maybe Pashtus, it makes sense that it remained alight. So the Shaila is like this. The Rambam writes that Hadlok Ksheira Bezorim. As the Pasuk says, therefore, according to the Rambam, if the Aaron Hatovas Haneiros must be done by a Koyim. Ubehetiv Aaron is Haneiros Hatovas Haneiros. That means the preparation of the candles must be done by the Koyim God. But the Hadlok itself, says the Rambam, can be done by Yisrael, can be done by Azor. Therefore, if the Kohen prepares the candles, the Neiris, and he takes them outside, then Azor is allowed to light it, and the Kohen can go put it back. And the Gemara in Yumataka says, Hadloka lav avoidahu. So, the Shaila is, what's the mitzvah? Is the mitzvah for example, Ubehalois Aaronis Aneiros. Ubehalois Mashma, the Aaron HaKohen lights it. Yeah. Lemaisa, we do find, Va'osuloim Tzitzis. Is it a mitzvah to make tzitzis or to wear tzitzis? To wear. Mezuzah. Uchsavtom al mezuzah is b'secha. You should write a mezuzah. Is the mitzvah to write the mezuzah or to have the mezuzah up on the wall? To have it on the wall, to wear tzitzis. Yet the Torah writes an expression of writing and placing. So too, Ubehalois could be that the mitzvah is, it should be a light, rather than it should be, then you have to light it. What you can say is like this. The mitzvah is not lighting the menorah. The mitzvah, the kohen has to be made to the nails. He's got to prepare the candles. That he's got to do. Then you need a tovas aneiros. The lighting itself, maybe it's not a mitzvah. So you could have a very simple answer. So the Sfasemis answers.
How can you make the mitzvah on?
Sorry? Oh, how can you make it? So the Sfasemis answer is very simple, and so as they state to Migdas David, a very simple solution. They took the wick out while it was alight. Right? And then they could do they could extinguish the candle, and then they could relight it. They didn't extinguish the candle, the wick, while it was in the oil, because then the oil would become deshen. They took the wick out, extinguished it when it was out of oil. The oil didn't become deshen. As they state in Svasemis. As they state in Svasemis. Now, didn't realize time is ticking away. I'll tell you an answer. These are the three answers that we had from the Beis Yosef. I'll tell you, Gvaldike Chap, from the Ostrovs Rebbe. The Ostrovs Rebbe says like this. Toisus wants to give the following answer to the Beis Yosef's Kasha. It's a genius Chap. He says like this. The Toisus asks a Kasha. All very well that when they came and found this jug of oil, there was the seal. Munich b'choy somoy shel kohen gadol had a seal. So we know that the oil itself wasn't tampered with. Asks the Tosfos, but there's another problem. There's another tumah that it should have been concerned for. Tumas heset. Tumas heset is that maybe it was moved, kicked, or even moved by the Nochrim, by the Yevonim, by the Tmeim. And tumas heset, the goy has the status of a zov, and is metamei beheset. If he moves something, it becomes tomei. So forget the fact that the oil wasn't touched. There was no tumas mago. But maybe there was tumas heset.
It was digged in the floor.
Oh, answers Tosfos. Heset means moved. Hisitoi, maybe it was kicked around, moved around by a goy, by them. So it became tomei through that. As a frek Tosfos. Answers Tosfos, one answer Tosfos gives, like you're saying, that they found it deep in the ground. Therefore, they understood that it had not been tampered with. It hadn't been tampered with. How did they know it was toy? Because it had a seal on. That's how Tosfos answers. Second answer gives Tosfos. It's got a chazoka. There's a concept of cheskas tahara. That the oil started off pure, so therefore you go with a chazoka, with a presumption that it did not change. There's a concept of cheskas tahara, cheskas kashrus, cheskas aguf. We have find lots of chazokas. Every yid has a cheskas kashrus. When he was born, he was kosher. He remains kosher, unless proven otherwise. That's a concept of chazoka. A mikveh had 40 sa'ah. Presumption is it remained with 40 sa'ah, unless you know otherwise. So that's called a din chazoka. Like you have roiv, you have a concept of chazoka. They had a cheskas tahara. So they had a sofek, cheskas tahara. Ot oiske paskin that the oil is toir, right? Frek the Ostrovs Rebbe, but you've got an opposing chazaka. What's the opposing chazaka? What was their shayla? Their shayla was were the yotze had lakas neiris in the menorah with this oil. If it's tomei, they weren't yotze. If it's toir, they were yotze. That was their shayla. Cheskas tahara paskins that they were yotze, but you've got an opposing chazaka. When they started off the day, was there a chiv hadlaka? You wake up in the morning, you have a chiyuv to put on tefillin. Person's in doubt.
No.
Was a person forgot whether he put on tefillin in the morning. Does he have to put on again?
Yes.
Why?
Sofek Christ, I don't
know. Yeah, but he's got a cheskas chiyuv. He started off in the morning that he's chayev. So the cheskas chiyuv tells me he's still chayev. And that's proven otherwise. A person wakes up in the morning with a chiyuv to put on tefillin. Cheskas chiyuv. So that chiyuv remains in place until proven otherwise. Frek the Ostrovs Rebbe, there's a cheskas chiyuv ad locker. Opposing the cheskas tahara, you have an opposing chazaka. Chazaka connected chazaka. Cheskas chiyuv adloka.
Yeah.
Cheskas chiyuv adloka is opposing cheskas tahara.
So, in the evening.
Why? Sorry?
In the evening. Huh? In the evening, not in the morning.
They put the oil in the menorah, they lit the menorah.
Yeah.
Are they yotz or not? Yes. You know why it says Tosef cheskas tahara tells me they were yotz? Because the oil is good.
Yeah.
But cheskas chiyuv adloka tells me they weren't yotz.
Because
they don't know whether this is kosher or not. They don't know whether this is whether this oil is good or not. Is this oil good or not?
Hey,
you've got an opposing chazaka.
Why
is it not opposing chazaka?
Good.
It's already oyska paskin.
Nothing to do with the tumor.
So you're saying like this. I tell you what. I explain to you the amicus of Rabbi Wiesenfeld's. What Rabbi Wiesenfeld's saying. There's two types of chazaka. There's a chazaka which is chazaka b'shoyrish hasofek, and there's a chazaka which is in the shayla. For example, a person dips in the mikveh and he doesn't know whether the mikveh is whether the mikveh is choseir or not. We know it did have 40 sa'ah. We don't know if it's got 40 sa'ah now. On the other hand, we also know that before he was dipped in the mikveh, he was tomei. He was tomei before dipping. So you've got a cheskas tumah on the person, and a cheskas haguf, cheskas molei, on the... Now, your shayla is on the person. But the shayrish ha-sofik, the root of the sofik is whether the mikveh was molei or not. A chazoka which paskens the shayrish ha-sofik is machriya over a chazoka which paskens the shayla rather than the shayrish ha-sofik. So you want to say that the cheskas tahara is already paskin the shayrish ha-sofik, the root of the sofik. Therefore, avada, it trumps, it wins over, sorry, it bidens, it trumps over the cheskas chiv. That's what you want to say. Okay? Good answer. Lemaisa, nishta zeik poshut. The Osrof Rebbe asks the kasha, you've got a cheskas chiv. And therefore, you've got a chazoka opposed to chazoka. Says the, sorry? Chiv ad locker, chiv ad locker's neighbors.
When was it? In the morning or the evening?
In the evening, they have a chiv ad locker. Who said they were Yotzer? So it says the Ostrov Sereba.
Maybe it's the same thing as I said before, but the chazoka of the oil happened before the Chiyav Hadlaka.
The cheskas
kashrus of the oil was there before.
The chazoka only kicks in when you have a shayla.
What?
The chazoka only kicks in when you only use chazoka to pass when you have a shayla. If you don't have a shayla, you don't use the chazoka.
They found the kapas pachshamim when they found it a day earlier.
Yeah.
So is this kashrus or is this Torah?
Again, it's the same thing. You're saying the chazoka b'shoyish shofik has already been machriya.
Yeah.
Their shayla is not the gab of the oil. Their shayla is the gab of the menorah. Yeah. Where the yotze menorah. Right. That's their shayla. So they have to look at the menorah. Where the yotze chiv menorah. Cheskas tahara tells me they were. Cheskas chiv tells me they weren't. We're not looking at the oil. We're not discussing the oil. We're discussing the chiv adlocha. So you've got chazaka opposing chazaka. As I frek the Ostrov Sereba. Says the Ostrov Sereba a brilliant chak. I know it's already late. We have another couple of minutes. Says the Ostrov Sereba like this. He says, there was a story in Vilna. Meister de Vilna. In Vilna, there was a behemoth, which was cut into two pieces, and it was found, they weren't sure whether this behemoth comes from the kosher shop or from the treifa shop. There were 10 shops, nine kosher, one treif. They weren't sure where this meat came from. The thing is like this, part of the behemoth was in town. Part of the behemoth was found out of town. So how do we pass in such a shayla? Called the porish, meruba porish. So the part of the behemoth that was found outside town is kosher. Because called the porish, meruba porish. The part of the behemoth that was found in town is not kosher. Why not? Called kavua, kemechza al mechza domi. You don't go basaroiv if it's kavua. So you got a behemoth, and the one half of it is paskin kosher, the other half is paskin not kosher. So what do you do? So this was Maisa de Vilna. The Prima Godem says that the Rebbe Reb Heschel paskened that heyois, as on a chelik of the behemoth you paskened it's kosher, automatically that will be machri on the other half. Because you don't split the two. It comes from the same behemoth. So because you've got a called the porish, meruba porish, and the half of behemoth, therefore automatically the chelik of behemoth that was in town, that's called kavua, kemechza mechza, you'll also paskened roiv on that, and you'll be machshed the whole behema, and yoichla novi v'yizbol, you can essen gesuntay.
I don't puzzle the whole lot on the count of the half that's possible.
That's the way around he says it. You always say it, called the polish is machriya, and therefore you say it on the other half also. Says the Ostrov Sereba, brilliant chak. He says, you know what they did? They wanted to be yoitz adlocker, bevada. They didn't want a sofik adlocker, because you don't get anything a sofik adlocker. You're just still chayiv. They wanted a vada adlocker. You know what they did? They didn't pour all the oil into the menorah. They left some of it in the jug. Why would they leave some of it in the jug? To make latkes? To make donuts? They left some of it in the jug so that should not be used for hadlocker. So now let's discuss the oil that was left in the jug. The little bit that was left in the jug. On that, if that oil is toy or not? Avad it's toy. Cheskas tahara. Cheskas chiv hadlocker doesn't come into the question regarding the oil in the jug because they're not planning on using it for hadlocker. There's no chiv hadlocker. It's nothing to do with the menorah that they're going to use for latkes. Therefore, it's oiska paskent that the little bit of oil they chose to leave in the jug is toil. If so, you don't split. The oil they put into the menorah, also you machriya that it's toil. Therefore, says Osar Sereba, there was a nace on the first night also. Because they didn't use all the oil. In order to be machshir, the oil that they put in the menorah, becheskas tahara, they had to leave a little bit in the jug to paskin on that cheskas tahara without cheskas chiyuv. automatically the oil that was put in, you don't split half of a hole. If you paskin toir on the one that's in the jug, you paskin toir on the one that's in the menorah. Therefore, they didn't put all the oil in. How come it lasted till the morning? Nes. Therefore, there was a nes on the first night. Also says Asrof Sarebbe. Says Asrof Sarebbe. That's what we say. Uminoisar kankanim nas on nes lashishanim. Uminoisar kankanim means from that which was left over in the jug nas on nes lashishanim. Bnei vino kluge mention yemei shmoino. That's why we celebrate 8 days. As a zokter, mitzvashem, zolzoi chazayin to the hadlokas, amenoire, the vinyan, beisamikish, meir v'yomenu, omei, the omei.